It's mid-morning in downtown Birmingham, and if that sound surprises you, you've obviously never been to Jones Valley Urban Farm. It's 3.5 acres nestled between the highway and the Jefferson County Courthouse, right in the thick of downtown.
We've got the farm broken up into 4 big blocks. We've got our first round of wonderful French filet green beans coming on.
Edwin Marty is executive director of Jones Valley Urban Farm. He also manages the 25-acre farm at Mount Laurel in Shelby County.
We don't use synthetic pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers to produce our food. We capture our rainwater. We try to convert all of the resources on the farm back into compost.
What his farms aren't, though, is certified organic. Alabama has the lowest number of certified organic farms per capita in the country. And by lowest, I mean really low. In 2008, there were just 8 certified organic farms in Alabama, 1 farm for every 600,000 people. By comparison, the next lowest state, Louisiana, had 1 farm for every 300,000 people. And Vermont, the state with the most certified organic farms per capita, 1 farm for every 1,100 people. Experts and farmers say there are multiple reasons there aren't as many certified organic farms in Alabama.
Environment-wise, it's a hot, humid place with soils that are a little bit more worn out because they've been cropped so extensively.
That's Karen Wynn. She's an organic farming consultant who's farmed all over the country before settling in Hartselle, Alabama.
The heat and the long growing season breaks down the soil faster. So that, combined with things like pests having a much longer growing season, or, we have kudzu and fire ants here.
Wynn says there's another reason the state doesn't have more organic farmers. In the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, organic certification was done on an ad hoc basis by various state and regional organizations. Alabama was one of the only states that didn't have a certifying agency. So when the USDA established national certification about a decade ago, Alabama was already lagging. And so were extension agents and land-grant institutions like Auburn University and Alabama A&M, according to critics. Edwin Marty says when he started Jones Valley Urban Farm 10 years ago, he was told it would never work.
I was told point blank by a researcher from one of the land-grant institutes that we could not grow food organically in Alabama. We certainly couldn't grow it organically on an urban farm in the middle of the city.
It's not that it wasn't taken seriously.
Joe Kemble is a professor at Auburn and an extension vegetable specialist.
It's just nobody knew if you could really make money at it. So it was one of those things where it really differed a great deal by region, even within the state, to whether, it was just like the jury was out. No one really could decide what was good and what was bad necessarily about it.
Kemble says they've come a long way. Many of the old guard researchers and extension agents have retired and been replaced by scientists and agents who understand and appreciate organic farming. He says the numbers are deceiving because while there were only 8 certified organic farms in Alabama a couple of years ago, there were and are many growers who use organic practices but just don't want to apply for certification, either because of the cost or the paperwork, or because they don't really need it. Edwin Marty says Jones Valley Urban Farm is in that camp.
We're not certified organic because the market for our product is very strong. We don't have to prove to anybody that we're farming organically. Our brand name is well-recognized throughout the food community in Birmingham. When we sell to Whole Foods, they have our brand name on our product, and they're able to charge the maximum possible amount for that product, and therefore they give us back the maximum amount that they can give any farmer.
But Jones Valley Urban Farm is a high-profile player, a nonprofit that does environmental education for kids and gets a portion of its income from grants, and is located in a city with a really strong foodie culture. Some smaller growers in more rural areas don't have that advantage. Jan Garrett is a research fellow at Auburn University and an organic farmer. She's got about 120 acres near Tuskegee, where she grows all kinds of vegetables and berries. She plans to apply for organic certification this summer.
The advantage for me would be if I sold products in a market that was not dealing directly with customers who know me and know my growing methods. For example, if I had extra tomatoes or lettuce and I wanted to take it down to the local earth fair, store, I could sell it there, and if I were certified organic, they could label my produce as organic.
If it's not USDA certified, it would have to be sold as conventional at a much lower price. That price is another sticking point in the organics game. Auburn's Joe Kemble says one of the reasons organics have never really taken off outside of major metro areas like Birmingham, Huntsville, and Mobile is socioeconomic.
You know, the average income in Alabama is $14,500 now, which is below the poverty level for most of the country. There's not a lot of people that have much expendable income to purchase tomatoes. You know, when they see the difference in price of $2 to $3 a pound versus, you know, 60 or 70 cents a pound, they're not going to make a distinction between whether something's organic versus conventional in terms of some benefit to themselves.
Still, Edwin Marty thinks there's a huge untapped market.
In California, the organic farming business is a $1 billion industry. Billion with a B. This is not, you know, a small scale thing. This is a huge industry. Why would the land grant institutes in Alabama not be just chomping at the bit to support in every way possible the transition of farmers to sustainable techniques to take advantage of these markets is beyond me.
Some observers say it may be because consumers have lost their taste for organics. Public opinion polling suggests that if they had to make a choice, Americans are now more apt to pick locally produced foods over organic foods. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.